Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Pregnant women with epilepsy need reliable information about the possible effects of anti-epileptic drugs on their baby. Rebecca Bromley from the Institute of Human Development at the University of Manchester in the UK was part of a team of researchers who have brought together the relevant research evidence in a new Cochrane review in October 2014. She describes what they found.
Women of reproductive age make up about a third of people with epilepsy, and approximately one in every 250 pregnant women will be taking an anti-epileptic drug. It is important to know whether this prenatal exposure increases the risk of neurodevelopmental impairment for the baby, and we did this review to find out. Neurodevelopmental impairment is characterised by either a specific deficit or a constellation of deficits across cognitive, motor and social skills, and it can be transient or last a lifetime. Unlike most Cochrane reviews that primarily focus on the intended effects of drugs and other interventions, we were looking in particular to investigate the potential harms. This meant that prospective cohort studies set within pregnancy registers, as well as randomised controlled trials, were eligible, although the latter are generally regarded as unethical during pregnancy, and we didn't find any studies. There were two usual types of control group for studying the effects of taking or not taking the drugs: women without epilepsy and women with epilepsy who did not take the drugs during pregnancy. Our primary outcome was the global cognitive functioning of the child, which required separate analyses of a developmental assessment, such as the DQ or developmental quotient, or a score such as an IQ assessment, which depends on the age of the child. We found 22 prospective cohort studies and 6 register-based studies that were eligible, and these were of variable quality. The more recent studies tended to be better, with more children and the use of blinded assessment to measure outcomes for the individual drugs. However, the substantial variations in study design, child age and outcome reporting meant that we were limited in the data synthesis that we could do, and we had to discuss many of the studies narratively rather than being able to put their results into a meta-analysis. Where we could, we compared outcomes for babies and children in the presence and absence of any drug, but we were also able to make some direct comparisons of the different drugs. The review itself contains all the information on this, but perhaps our main finding was that IQ was significantly lower in children exposed to one drug in particular, valproate. Children who had been exposed to this drug while in the womb were found to have lower DQ and IQ scores in comparison to children born to women without epilepsy and those with an untreated epilepsy. Furthermore, children exposed to valproate had significantly lower DQ and IQ when compared to children exposed to other anti-epileptic drugs, such as carbamazepine, phenytoin and lamotrigine. This reduction in IQ for the valproate exposed group is important because the effect is significant and likely to be sufficient to affect the child's education and occupational outcomes in later life. On the other hand, we know that valproate is the most effective drug at controlling seizures for some women, and that uncontrolled seizures pose a risk to maternal health and possibly fetal health. Finally, one of our other main conclusions is that there is far too little data at the moment which compares newer versus older anti-epileptic drugs, and we were not able to make any direct comparisons of newer treatments either. This means that there is insufficient evidence for well-informed discussions during preconceptual counselling, which is likely to lead to considerable uncertainty and which needs to be addressed in future research.
For the current version of Rebecca's review, which includes full details on the several comparisons that they were able to make, go to cochranelibrary.com and search for pregnancy, epilepsy and neurodevelopmental. That's also the place to find any future updates should the research they call for get done.